You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onunoyn looks into his crystal ball this week and shares his intrigue over news of a future technology that could be available to the masses.
And a very good morning to you all. I have seen the future, and in part, it is a world of 3D printing. You are? 3D printing, I said. I saw an article about this a couple of months ago in The Economist, and I must confess that at the time it made little or no sense to me. I strongly recommend, however, that you go online to YouTube and in the search box enter printing a bicycle with a 3D printer. I'll give out the title of that again at the end of this piece if you want to go now and grab some pen and paper. Believe me, you won't miss much. I know the idea of 3D printing doesn't seem to make much sense, or at least it didn't make much sense to me at first. How on earth can you print a bicycle? Well, let me try to explain. Okay, first of all, a very basic bike could be made from about, say, 50 different parts. Each of these parts is, first of all, designed by an engineer using computer-assisted 3D imagery. Are you with me so far? Now comes the tricky part. Instructions are then sent to a printer to make each part. How does that work? Well, a bit like this. The printer doesn't use ink. It uses a powder that's a combination of nylon and plastic, although you can get metal ones too. The printer then sprays a very fine layer of the part, one fine layer at a time, and it keeps adding and adding a very fine layer each time. And after each layer has been added to the object being built, that layer is then heated in order to get each of the layers to fuse together. Imagine it like this. You have a cucumber and you're using a cheese grater to shave off very thin slices from the end. And at the end, you're left with, say, 50 thin slices of cucumber. Well, imagine that you could somehow put one slice on top of the other. Bit by bit, you could reassemble the cucumber, so to speak. And that's a bit like how 3D printing works, layer by layer, at one at a time. Just go online and you'll see what it is I'm trying to explain here. The title of 3D printing is, well, somewhat misleading, I think, perhaps, since we are programmed to think of printing as a two-dimensional process. But really, it would appear to me at least, printing has always been a three-dimensional process. A letter on a page goes up and down. Well, that's one dimension. And it goes across the page as well. Well, that's two dimensions. And of course, the letter has thickness, the thickness of the ink, which is a third dimension. What technology allows us to do now is, well, imagine printing a letter A on a page and then going over and over and over that self-same letter again with more and more ink. Well, eventually you'd have a block of A. It's not hard to be overcome with a dizzying sense of excitement about this. Think about it. You could make just about anything that's currently made out of metal or plastic. There's no doubt that it seems this is really going to change the world. The big question is, how? It might mean that we'll be able to buy goods more cheaply. And if this is the case, well, what will that mean? People buying even more stuff? I thought we had enough. This is a question that I hope to return to sometime in the future, the broader implications of progress. In the meantime, go to YouTube and go to the search engine and enter printing a bicycle in 3D. It is really quite fascinating. Have a lovely day. Bye now.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyn, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland Here I Come at LSUS and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian Onunoyn every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.